is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name's Shabs and I'm calling from Manchester in the UK. I've been listening from your very first episode, so I'm really excited to finally have recorded this. I do have another story about my cousin, which is a lot longer and darker, so I may call that in next time if you guys want to hear it. So I'm a psychiatric nurse and I have been for the past 2 years now. This story was when I was a student nurse and still practicing. So I worked a lot in sort of forensic settings where there are a lot of people with personality disorders and psychosis mainly. But this particular event happened when I was a student at an acute ward, which is kind of a ward where lots of people first come in, so if they're brought in by the police because of their mental state or if they are detained under the Mental Health Act in the UK because they're not safe to be on their own. I don't know if it's similar in the US, I suppose it is. So we had this lady come in who was transferred from another hospital as she was making no improvements there. She was a lovely lady, sort of middle-aged, maybe a little bit younger. And I took a liking to her straight away. Whilst I was a student, I had a lot of time to spend with patients one-to-one, which was lovely. She was quite afraid of a lot of things, really, but she seemed to believe that there was this shadow kind of figure. Don't think it was a shadow man, just a man who was in the shadows, if that makes sense, who would follow her and cause her distress. I mean, working with people with psychosis, you hear this a lot, as well as voices and seeing things that are not there. But this particular day, I found this lady cowering in her room, in the corner of the bedroom in the hospital, and she looked petrified. So I tried to reassure her and, you know, try to coax her out of her room, as she'd been there for hours. But she was reluctant to move. She seemed to not want to walk through the doorway, stating that their man was in the doorway. And actually, while I was looking for this lady, I'd walked through the doorway and felt really, really uneasy. I guess, you know, being in mental health hospitals doesn't really give the best of vibes anyway. But by this point, I'd been used to being in hospitals. So this sort of sensation felt very different. I'm also used to people speaking off, especially now, after having been trained for 2 years, is people being scared and seeing things and hearing things, and which obviously you or any other person is not seeing or hearing. So for this particular event, I genuinely believe that it wasn't attributed to her mental health, but there was actually something in this room. So just going back, I found her cowering in her room. So I tried to coax her out of her room. I was holding her hand, trying to calm her down, but she was hysterical. She was fine as long as we didn't go towards the doorway, and her eyes never left the doorway. She seemed to be tracking the length of the person with her eyes. So, you know, eventually I managed to get her out of the room. But the weird thing was, as I was leaving the doorway, I felt as if I was walking through a wall of coldness, just a solid wall of coldness, and it took a great sort of physical effort to walk through. I mean, I was really panicking by this time, but felt that being the professional that I would have to keep my demeanour and not react and act like nothing had happened, just so that she would feel safe. Unfortunately, I didn't see this woman after this, only a couple of days, because my placement at this particular hospital had finished. Like I said, I was a student, so I wasn't working in one particular hospital for a very long time. So I've worked in the field now for many years, and I've never felt this before or after. I genuinely believe something was in her room. I don't know if her mental health, you know, her psychotic symptoms were real, or if there was just something that had been following her, which us as professionals had perceived as her having psychosis, or whether she did have mental health problems, and something was following her and trying to take advantage of this, maybe. I mean, I'm also of the Muslim faith, so I believe in the supernatural. So I'm thinking it may be a combination of both. Unfortunately, I never saw this lady again, so I'm hoping she's doing well. But yeah, I'll never forget this experience. I mean, I've been in situations where it's been a lot more frightening when somebody has been having an acutely psychotic episode. However, I've never actually felt anything myself. And that's the only time I've ever sensed anything off my own. Well, thank you very much for playing this story or listening to this story. I know Jenny is quite into her psychology and mental health, so it would be awesome to hear what she thinks of this. Also, I just watched a film yesterday and straight away I thought Tony and Jenny would love this film. So I apologise if you've seen this film. It's called Triangle, and I think it's an English film with Australian actors. 2009, I think it is. If you've not seen it, make sure you check it out. I'm also an EPP and love being frightened by the episodes. I try not to listen while I'm on break at work, especially on a night shift, because that just creeps me out. Thank you very much. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.